Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Friends, welcome to the Daily Inch.
Oh, hello.
While I'm away researching Murder Mile, here's a little treat to keep you entertained over the next 3 weeks. 15 little stories which are fun, rambly, informative, but not essential to listen to. Each story has been written and presented in a tongue-in-cheek way and are not for the easily offended. Murder Mile returns on Thursday the 24th of August 2023. But until then, there's this. The Daily Inch. Bad titties. What is the price of sadness? Not sadness as being upset, but sadness as being a bit pathetic and a massive loser. A decade ago, whilst I was unemployed and depressed, I discovered that the price of sadness was exactly £1.20. That day, having shuffled like a penguin with piles, down to my local dispensary of jazz mags and junk food for deadbeats, whilst wearing my worst food-stained pyjamas, like all of the other legends, I treated myself, as if by treated, I meant I had wantonly vandalised my insides, with a napalm bomb of barely legal and highly questionable chemicals. I treated myself to a discounted and out-of-date 10-pack of double chocolate donuts. Ooh, I hear you cry. That sounds like a great day. But it could have been. If I hadn't already done it 10 days on the trot, and gorged them all in one sitting, whilst watching a marathon of every film by Arnold, a man whose acting is so wooden he's known as the Great Austrian Oak, only to battle a bout of heat sweats, and afterwards, unleash a poo so hard and impacted, I had to light bulb it. Yes, I had to unscrew a solid shit out of my arsehole. So yes, the exact price of sadness is £1.20. But sadness can come at any price, as today's story is about the men who pay to see boobies, and how these unscrupulous establishments where breasticles are purveyed, I believe they're called jugs clubs, jiggle parlours, or mammary outlets, and how said sad men are robbed of their hard-earned titty money. Although, it's odd that they would waste so much dosh to see a set of fleshy chest danglers, when a very reliable friend of mine recently told me about a little thing called the Intermet, or something like that. And apparently on this Intermet, if you type in the word boobies, like a flash, you'll be shown at least several pictures of these bobbly mound rounds. Some say as many as 10. Anyway, back in 2022, if you were in Soho and you were gagging to get an eyeful of a maiden's mid-level bangers, or maybe just a really good ogle of a lady's love lumps, the place to go was Vanity at 4 Carlisle Street, which its sign describes as a gentleman's club, as it would be too on the nose, to call it a hole for saddos, knobheads and losers, who'll blow a watch of cash to go up at Baps and Bangers in a seedy cesspit. The incident itself happened on the 26th of November 2022, when an unnamed man, who was so ashamed about the fact that he'd had to pay to perch his dirty little peepers on the lady's knee shooters, that he and all of the other victims kept their names out of the newspapers for fear of being branded a pervert. That night, the unidentified nipple hunter entered Vanity, his eyes eagerly on the lookout for Areola. Inside of said nudie knocker box, he purchased an overpriced drink, or a stiff one if you will, and that is all he can remember. The next day, still sporting a headache, and probably a raging boner, the victim awoke on a street near his home. Believing his drink had been spiked, he subsequently checked Google Maps and found that he was at Vanity and then left approximately 2 hours after arriving. Then Google Maps showed him being driven to a car wash where he stayed for approximately 2.5 hours, probably to wash out his eyes. Checking his bank account for further clues as to where he had been to get exquisite some knockers, he checked his online banking and found that £16,000 was missing, including several £500 payments at Vanity, £2,260 to an unknown cafe, and a further £14,000 to an unknown business. I sincerely hope there were some amazing titties, especially for that price. Only he wasn't the only victim of these knockout knockers. Police have identified 9 other sad gits, sorry I meant victims, who spoke of similar incidents. One having lost £37,000 and another losing £98,000, with the police believing that as much as £250,000 could have been stolen. With one victim stating, "I woke up in a brothel and had no idea how I got there." Yeah, right. Vanity, the Soho strip club, and home to several seedy little pervs who have to pay for the privilege of going awooga at a stunner set of chest donuts, was later shut down by the council, but has since reopened under a different name. So if you're a saddo and you want to see boobies, just do what I do. Gorge for several weeks on a 10-pack of donuts, and each day I get to ogle a fantastic pair of tits for free, my own. The only downside is, you have to regularly unscrew a big poo. And of course, there are 15 more daily inches if you scroll through Murder Mile's back catalogue. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.